More states are opening or beginning to open as the president pushes for the country to get back to work. You can go to a tanning salon in Texas, Indiana. Houses of worship are open. But as the coronavirus continues to spread, NPR's Leila Fadel reports public health experts are sounding an alarm.
With the curve flattening in many places, there's pressure for stuff to open up, at least partially. And that's what's been happening to different degrees in at least 31 states that have eased or are easing restrictions by Monday. Bob Bednarczyk is an epidemiologist at the Emory University Rollins School of Public Health.
The early lessons that was learned, really we learned from the island of Hokkaido in Japan, where they did a really good job of controlling the initial phase of the outbreak.
Then the island lifted many of the restrictions because of that success. Cases and deaths surged in a second wave of infections, and 26 days later, the island was back on lockdown.
That's the concern that we have right now, but it's just really going to take a lot of monitoring and keeping track of these numbers as they start to go forward in time so that we can have a better sense of what may be happening.
Bednarczyk was speaking from Georgia, where places like barbershops have been open for more than 2 weeks now. Meanwhile, he says the state never hit its peak, and it's impossible to yet measure the impact of the reopening. In fact, data from Johns Hopkins University shows that COVID-19 cases in a number of states are actually on the rise. The university's Center for Health Security laid out four criteria for states to meet before reopening. A 14-day decline in cases, the ability to contact trace, a healthcare system that can safely care for patients, and rapid diagnostic testing.
It's clear to me that we are in a critical moment of this fight.
That's Caitlin Rivers of Johns Hopkins telling the House Appropriations Subcommittee this week that none of the states meet all of the criteria.
We risk complacency in accepting the preventable deaths of 2,000 Americans each day. We risk complacency in accepting that our healthcare workers do not have what they need to do their jobs safely. And we risk complacency in recognizing that without continued vigilance, we will again create the conditions that led to us being the worst affected country in the world.
California is taking so-called baby steps. Curbside pickup at some non-essential businesses is allowed, but the governor's leaving it up to the counties to decide whether to lift those restrictions. Others are leaping, like Georgia, where you can get a tattoo. Dr. Sandra Elizabeth Ford is the district health director for DeKalb County in the Atlanta metro area.
Simply opening up the state doesn't mean that everyone gets to walk around like they did back in February.
Ford says there's a new normal, and her job is to communicate that. The county's distributing masks and hand sanitizer into particularly vulnerable communities and working on opening the area in an equitable way. I ask her if she's concerned about the governor's decision.
It's a decision out of my hands. All we can do is try to make sure that people are as educated as possible and that they realize that opening the state does not mean lifting the requirements on self-protection and protection of others.
On Friday, Texas tanning salons and barbershops were allowed to reopen. But the message in Dallas County is
that just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should.
That's Philip Huang, director for Dallas County Health and Human Services. He says in the last week, cases have actually increased in his county.
Because we haven't seen the dramatic overwhelming of our healthcare system, it's easy for people to think, oh, it wasn't so bad after all. But we can't take for granted that our success was because of the sacrifices that everyone made and because of the actions that have already been taken.
A new model from the University of Washington projects a total of nearly 135,000 people will die by August. That takes into account the easing of restrictions. It's also more than double its last projection. Already, well over 70,000 people have died due to COVID-19 in the United States. Leila Fadel, NPR News.